Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, and we are so thrilled to be joined once again by the wonderful Susie Houston, founder and owner and developer of the global brand leader of organic and natural feminine hygiene, Nature Care. Hello, Susie.
Hi there. Lovely to speak to you again.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on. You know, today we're going to be talking about women in the business of women's health. I think this is such an important topic, and I so admire when women reach out and create a business that's going to help women everywhere. So talk to us about when you first got this on your radar about wanting to be in women's health.
Well, I suppose I've been a lifetime vegetarian, and I've always been involved in fitness and exercise. So I guess it kind of fits with my sense of self that health, being healthy, mm-hmm. is a natural thing to do. And the sort of business side of it was a stumble more than an attempt to become a global business. It was really an extension of trying to solve problems that I saw were out there in feminine hygiene products in particular and personal care in general.
Susie, I think it would be great to tell everybody, you know, how long you've been in the business, because you really are a pioneer in this industry. I mean, you know, for women's health, obviously, but also in the natural and organic industry. So, you know, talk a little bit about when you founded it, because it was so long ago, which I think is part of what's so beautiful about Nature Care.
Yeah, I should almost have a beard, shouldn't I? I've been around that long. A fashionable beard. Yeah, well, I mean, I was a new mom. I had a sort of a 9-month-old and a 29-month-old children, and that was back in 1989. Before that, I was working as a graphic designer and a teacher, and so I sort of got very upset and annoyed at the status quo of the feminine hygiene industry, because I understood and I knew quite clearly from the activities I was involved in with environmental groups and women's groups that the byproducts of the conventional production of feminine hygiene and baby products, the baby diapers, toilet tissue, coffee filters, was producing toxins into the environment that science at that time was already saying were carcinogenic. This is changing the way that our food chains are able to cope with the pollution in the water and in the air. So really, it was a sense of frustration and anger that led me to develop the brand. I mean, I did basically, the brand was, when you sort of think of that nirvana moment, you know, because I thought, I've got to do something about this, and I could tie myself to a tree, I could walk with a placard, and all those things are great and wonderful, and I advocate all women do that. If they have an opportunity to raise their voice, just get out in the street and do it. But I knew that the only way that I could try to make a difference was to give an option, because it's one thing to say, don't do this, don't do this, don't use this, avoid that, but unless there's an alternative...
Exactly.
It's so difficult. So that's where I went. I think, well, now I've got to produce something that women can use, because I'm a woman. I need to use these things too. And I knew the stuff that I was currently using, the conventional stuff that was out there, was causing me problems. You know, these plastics and chemicals were creating all sorts of issues for me. I mean, at one point I ended up with an ulcer that needed, you know, some quite severe antibiotics. So there is this moment where I knew that I had to do something. So back in 1989, when there was no internet, there was no fax machines, my goodness, I was almost carving my work in stone. It seems that way.
But I think that's so great, right, Susie? I mean, you've been here for the long haul, and you know, I just want to, you know, tell a quick story. I remember when, you know, we've been Naturally Savvy, we've been working with Nature Care for, oh my gosh, you're probably one of our oldest, dearest clients. And I remember when I first found out about feminine hygiene and, you know, the issues that, and Susie, we could talk to that in a minute, you know, the issues with feminine hygiene products. And I remember bringing it on TV. This was, oh my, probably 5 years ago. And the interesting part is that people did not even think or make the connection. And Lisa, you know, I don't know if this was true for you, but people didn't make the connection between what they were putting inside their body and on their body every single month. I mean, you're talking about a product that we women use all the time, and because we have to, right? And people weren't really connecting. They, oh my God, maybe I'm putting something that's not so good, you know, inside my body. So, I mean, people were just floored. And I think that's what, and most of us just don't think about it, Susie. So I think that the fact that you created this so long ago, and now there's so much more awareness about it. I mean, for people who haven't seen it yet, please watch our Pads on Fire video to see, you know, watch us. I mean, that
awesome.
Was brilliant. I think that has like 80 or 90,000 views on YouTube.
Wow.
I mean, that went
80,
crazy.
90,000 more people who are informed. That's great.
Yeah.
But yes, it is. It's
so
hard.
True.
It's hard for people to grasp the idea that something that is available on sale doesn't, their idea, the connection is someone's looking after me somewhere. So this must be okay, all right? This must be fine for me to use.
Exactly,
there's this disconnect
right.
between trust in brands and the sort of marketing that creates this trust and the fact that people do seriously believe that there is some sort of consumer organization that's independent that's checking all these things. That does not exist. It doesn't happen. So... yeah, and this voice I seem to be harping on about this for so long, and I meet so many young women, and I kind of end up almost saying, didn't I tell your mother about this already? I've gone through two generations. Because
awesome.
There's so much noise out there too. You know, people are not dumb. That people, I'm not saying that people just really don't know. I'm saying it's very difficult for them to find out about what's real and what's important in this area. And without the voice, without having to say, have this medium to talk to people about it, then people will remain disconnected from it. And there's no ingredients on there. It's not even doesn't even make it easy for people to say, well, hang on a minute, let me just see what's in this product. Oh, my goodness. If it was a shampoo, you'd probably say, well, there's quite a few things in there I don't want on my hair. I'm going to try something else. But you can't do that with any feminine hygiene product. Doesn't exist. There's no regulations to make it happen. So,
you know, Susie, we have about 2 minutes left. I just want to jump in because I just want to talk quickly about the marketing. My daughter and I were watching something on YouTube. This commercial came up. They made it look so much fun. Oh, pads for teens. It had this cute little character. My daughter is immediately like, when I start my period, I want those. I'm like, nope, we got some nature care upstairs. So that marketing is just, gosh, they really know how to get you. It's so frustrating.
It is, it's science. But that you know, marketing that I've been doing and that I know about and I've learned about as a designer over the years. Now it's science. You know, they can look inside your head with MRI scanners. They're looking at how you're reacting to colours, to shapes, to sounds. So it's quite delving in that it's looking to change your mind about something, to suspend your need to ask why. And I say, if there's anything you need to learn in life, is never stop asking why. Always ask the question, why? Why should I? Why should I use this? Is it okay? Because it is. It's a battle. I see this as a battle. And I feel now, you know, so many, 27 years later, and you know, nature cares all around the world, I'm still involved in this battle. I see it like Birdica at the front line. So please get on. And it's great to see there's so many other women who are now joining this battle. And there are great men as well who are also raising their voice about it because they've got daughters and wives and girlfriends too. So, yes, defend
funny,
the brain.
Well, that's it. It's funny. And, you know, unfortunately, we're out of time for today. But I remember one of the, you know, men I found to be the most interested in what I was saying. I think for women, it might be something like scary. You know, I was like, oh, you know, I didn't think of it, but I've been using it for 20 years. Whereas men were like, oh, my God, where do I buy nature care? I need to go to the store right now and give it to my daughter, my mother, my sister. You know, it's so I think for men, I love that you said that because that's what I noticed when I would speak or I would, you know, go to TV or whatever it is. People, the men were always the most, you know, very interested. Like they took it really seriously. So.
Yeah,
I think it's great, Susie. We love you. I mean, we love Nature Care. And for those of you who are listening, please, when you go buy your next tampon, pad, wipe, makeup wipe, whatever it is in the personal care category, think of Nature Care because they really are the number one feminine hygiene brand. You can learn more about Nature Care at their website, naturecare.com. You can follow them on Twitter at Nature Care, and you can watch their YouTube channel, Nature Care Sisters. I'm Andrea Donsky with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD.